Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
Out. All right. This is only a test.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We have our coffee. San Francisco Bay coffee.
Yeah, we do.
We have our headphones. That's always a good sign. Everything seems to be working. Only one minor thing where I had to yell down the hall, Robin, can you help me?
My brain is off, though. I just wrote Thursday, May 5th, and then went, how'd we miss May 4th? May the 4th be with you. How'd we miss that? On my count, we also missed April.
Jesus. Who needs Christ. It? Let's skip forward to May. And Bottle Rock,
March,
and Memorial Day.
5th, everyone.
Flowers.
I'm okay.
Yeah. You're all right.
No, I'm all right.
That's okay.
Listen to this.
Yes, I'm ready. Tell me everything.
By the way, I did get my homework done.
Thank God.
And you were right. The second half of that film's a lot better.
It's the best part of the film.
Yeah.
But it is a very long film. And so it takes a very long time to get to that very second part.
I don't disagree with that.
We'll be there in a second, though. That's coming up. I got porch pirated yesterday.
Oh, no. Man.
Did you really?
It was amazing. Yeah. So listen to this.
Okay.
Like, I got
amazing.
To be the, well, I mean, I'm bummed, but I was also like, this whole thing went down. And so here's the thing.
Okay. Tell us everything.
I got the car that I needed to buy.
Beautiful, by the way.
It's really nice, right?
So you went with the Frontier Ford Mach-E, and you went for the, like, I don't know, forest green.
They call it eruption green, which was part of the sell. I mean, there I am, like, eruption. Yeah. That's for me. Metal. I'm into it.
You guys know when I worked at Cadillac, I named the colors.
Oh, what?
It was way less fun than it sounds.
You got to, so you would like have to come up with suggestions for what the, or you were the final picker of the colors.
Well, that was
Cadillac.
It's a whole process. Every
it's a thing
decision.
Though. Marketing colors yes. is a thing. When yeah. I see something as cherry red, I'm like, I love cherry red. I don't know why.
Because cherry
just,
red.
Because it just sounds good. What? So what did you like? What made the
bureaucracy? It makes everything difficult.
So
oh,
you
no, no,
would
no.
come up with names and then they would say no or yes?
Yeah, well, I had to, you know, when the colors were shared across multiple vehicles, you had to include the marketing manager and the design people who work on all those vehicles. And then if that color was on another brand, like if we also sold that color on GMC, for example, we had to have a different name for it. And we had this theme, like they were all supposed to be tactile materials. So lame.
Well, then, did any color you came up with make the
yes,
the book?
Do you own,
oh yeah, for sure.
What are the colors you came
I
up with for
remember,
Cadillac?
I don't remember, like, slate steel. I don't know. They're all so stupid.
This stuff goes so far back, though. And I know this because of my love for instruments and guitars. Way back, the guitar companies, Leo Fender and Gibson, they started using car color paint jobs. So they
would go
to like the Cadillac, and there was a Pelham blue, which actually is the color that my grandpa's Cadillac was. And that's a guitar color. Like Dave Grohl plays a Pelham blue guitar. And it's like they use that on everything. They use these car colors. It was a hot rod sort of inspired thing.
I love that.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like that's kind of the history though of car colors is that people were they're so into it.
Yep. They sure are.
Did that?
Yeah.
I have to say you notice a car that's an unusual color or even like a new kind of color. Like I always see the cars that are wrapped now in that kind of matte finish.
Yeah.
I like that. It's those kind of glaze colors that I'm seeing. I think they're like a Subaru thing or they started there. There's like a putty color and then there's like sort of a, like almost like an antique green and an antique blue. They're kind of like these, they're these weird, almost like if you're glazing pottery, that's what they remind
right.
me of.
Well, it's big business, obviously. Yeah. And I went with the green that I went with because there's a former Mustang color known as Bullet Green from the movie, the Steve McQueen movie Bullet. He had a, and so anyway, that's part of the reason. So I had to order this cargo liner. It's just
like a plastic thing.
It's just
to
a
keep
plastic them. Thing that goes in the back where my wetsuit, surfboards.
You don't want all that water getting everywhere.
You don't want the water everywhere. It just turns out to sound. Well, it turns out to smell is what it turns out. So I ordered this cargo liner. So I'm yesterday. I'm leaving to go get my kids at 2:35, and the FedEx guys are parked across the street from me. And I didn't even put it together that, like, oh, I have something coming today. Oh, or I would have said to them, hey, you got my crap? Didn't even put it together. I walked out. And I know all of this because the missus pulls it all up on a Ring video.
Oh, my God.
So there I am with my water bottle walking down to the car. And then I turn around and come back in the house because I forgot my phone. And I'm going to be sitting in the car lot waiting for the kids. So I need it. So I go back out. I get in. I drive away. And the FedEx guy all of a sudden, like, pops his head out, looks, gets my thing, walks out and puts it on the drive, on the doorway. This is all on our camera.
This is right after you leave.
Right after I leave.
So you leave, the guy gets out of the FedEx
van. He could have totally gone, oh, hey, bro, I got something for you. But he didn't. He just waits. I leave. He brings it up to the door. It's this big, flat thing.
Oh, no. What is it?
It's the cargo liner.
Oh, it's the cargo liner.
It's the cargo liner. So it's the thing I ordered. He puts it on the doorway, or the box, I should say. And I'm sitting, and I'm not there. I'm getting the kids. 1 minute later, as he's back in his car, he makes a phone call. And 1 minute after that, a guy pulls up, runs up to my driveway, runs up the porch, grabs the thing, and splits.
No way.
You're telling me the FedEx guy's in on it?
I don't know that. I'm telling you what we saw on our camera. Makes a call. 1 minute later, a Toyota Prius pulls up and takes the thing from my driveway.
It's an inside job.
And we were like going, oh my God, what did we just see? It was crazy. So then I take the box and I call the people and I go, I got a box and I don't have the stuff. And they were like, Ford goes, no problem. Send us the box back. And I go, but it's big and it's empty. And they
left the box?
They took it from the box. When I walked up, there was a package waiting for me. When I got up with the kids, I pull up. I'm like, oh, there's my thing. That's the thing for the car.
Right. Mm.
And then the box is empty.
And open.
And open.
I wonder if that's so they don't get caught with your box. Like,
pulled over
or something.
Well, maybe because he couldn't fit that giant thing in his Prius.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It was just the weirdest.
I can't believe that
FedEx guy's in on it.
I don't know. I know what I saw. We have it on camera. But we saw what we saw.
I also feel like it's really, I don't think of them as being porch pirates who are discerning in any way. Like, oh, I don't want this thing that you ordered, but this other thing I'm going to take. Like, I just feel like they go, like the fact that he stopped on your porch and opened the thing and pulled the piece out.
Crazy, right?
That is,
I don't know
bonkers.
If anyone has experienced this, but I don't even have those cameras. The missus does. So she goes, hold on, let me look that up. You know, like she gets all the notifications. I guess she was working, so she didn't look at it in the moment. If she looked in the moment, she would have caught the guy. I mean, she's pretty fast, but I wouldn't expect her to run out with a kitchen knife.
The guy could have also been following the FedEx truck.
Yes,
and
that
taking
is
things that looked interesting.
I'm telling you the story as we saw it. I don't know. I don't know if any of you have experienced this. I've never had a porch pirate get me. And so in part, I was like, great. Now I got to get the part again and go through the crap.
Ugh.
And they were cool. They said, we'll refund you.
But you have to send us back that box.
Send us. And I already have. I did it right then.
So you just sent back an empty box.
An empty box. Then they're going to, you know, refund me and I had to reorder it. And I'm not going to reorder it. I'll get it from the dealer, not from delivery.
Right.
It's crazy.
That is, there's so much weird about that story.
If you're looking at it the way we were looking at it, though, this is just as, I'm not trying to point a finger at the FedEx guy, but it looked shady. the way he, I was right there.
He was parked there for a while. You said you saw the FedEx thing. You went in and out of your house.
I meandered around like I wasn't in a rush.
He waited for you to leave, puts the thing on the porch,
and then gets on the phone.
They're making the phone call.
I'm telling you, this is how it went down. I'm not trying to frame anybody. I don't know.
Did you make any moves toward alerting FedEx that this might have happened?
Besides this?
Oh, is this your way? I see. I'm very...
No, because I really don't know if... I'm being serious. We watched what we watched. Gets on the phone. 1 minute later, someone pulls up and steals my crap. Looks shady. Looks like you just yelled.
An inside job.
An inside job. But I don't know. Why would he put his job at risk like that?
And also,
over...
what a weird... my friend also has a Mach-E. Did you take the Mach-E? Did he know what it was?
Listen... The first thing I thought is maybe they just try to return these things, but there's a black market for everything, you guys. That is one of the things. Like, all these porch pirates are taking them to the local, you know, fence. I got that from, you know, TV. I don't know what they're actually called, but, you know, the person who takes in the stuff and then turns around and you see anything you like? You've come here to shop, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
This fell off the back of a truck.
Yeah, well, I mean, does anybody care if it's $40 versus $160?
Right. I'll take that. Oh, that's
weird,
exactly
though,
I mean.
Right?
Yeah, really weird.
So,
what
anyway,
a crazy story.
I handled it, and it's fine, and it was not a major life disruption.
It's great that Ford said,
"We got you."
Like, that's always been my thing. Like, if somebody porch pirates me, who is are they just like, it was delivered? I have the photo of it. It's not my fault. Once it's on your front porch, our job is done.
I'm sharing the story because if you're out there and this has happened to you, it's happened to me too. And if no one has had this happen to them, at least you know that this is out there. Like, we hear about it. I always see the videos of the people with the exploding, you know, pixie dust.
Yeah.
But I never had it happen. And there we were, sleuthing our way with our Ring camera through the
event for clues. Huh?
That's really annoying.
Annoying.
If that FedEx driver is in on it, he'll get caught because everyone's got a Ring camera and there's a lot of people a lot nosier than you who are quick to call.
Well, and I don't know that I was so busy yesterday that I actually did want to call and just say, hey, just so you know, someone stole something from my port. I wasn't going to specifically say, we think it's your guy or it's an inside job.
I don't know.
To yell.
I would actually say you should maybe talk to the guy because he got on the phone right afterward. I don't know. That I feel like if I was FedEx, I would want to know that was the possible case.
I believe, though, that the clues will eventually catch up to anyone doing that because...
Yeah.
I mean, I had so much still to do. I had to finish the Frankenstein movie because Bob's Movie Club, everyone.
Bob's Movie Club.
We had to get the kids to their play practice. We had to go to dinner. We had to, like, all this. And then finally I got home and I went, I'm not calling anybody. I'm over it.
Right.
Still going to get my thing.
But it's a bit. Like, honestly, that really happened. So be careful, everyone.
An inside job.
I think I don't it like was. It. I do think that.
It really is suspicious.
I don't want to say it, so I'm not saying it, but I think it.
Yeah. Because
we have heard that people follow those trucks, but the weird waiting there, like he wasn't delivering anywhere else, was he?
And I didn't recognize him. Like some of those cats,
you
say hi to
him.
I give him water. Anytime I see him, I give him water. This time I had somewhere to go. I was leaving. I had to go get the kids. If he was still there when I got back, I probably would have gotten him a water because I usually do.
Did the box make it clear what it was? Did it say Ford on it?
It did.
Yeah. Yeah. He had his eye on it.
Well,
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but I also did love it. Like, whoa, we're looking at cameras and we're fully
the drama is fascinating.
Piecing this together.
Right. An inside job.
All right, KLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Ellis' morning show. Bob's Movie Club is right after this song.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice, 97.3.